maybe this will motivate somebody to get in the Word. So the Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So we're flesh and blood creatures, but we speak the words. So you look at the book of Revelation, and you see that the people who were translated or went to the third heaven, they spoke in a language in heaven. So flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So they went up there in the spirit, and they were actually speaking words. So words can go to heaven. Words go to heaven. Words originate. Jesus is the Word. Words can inherit the kingdom of God. The words that you speak, they're life or death. Life and death in the power of the tongue. The words that I speak, their spirit and their life, Jesus said. Words. The river flow, the derivative. Actually, everything in front of you is a derivative of the word. My point is, everybody's trying to perfect their flesh, which is impossible. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Instead of renewing their mind with the word, they're trying to perfect their flesh. Come on now. Somebody might get a breakthrough here. You're trying to be perfect in the flesh. The flesh is nothing but sin. Romans chapter 8 says that. The flesh is nothing but sin. Trying to be perfect in the flesh. You talk about crazy. We've been lied to our whole life. It's a spiritual word thing. It's a word thing. That's one of my title lists. It's all about the word. It's a word thing. It's the word. Word up. When I say word up, you hear, are you picking up what I'm dropping off? If words can go to heaven, but flesh and blood can't, so what should you be doing? Studying the word. Learning the word.